The news was published on Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I am Tom. AI's been shaking things up in ways we couldn't have dreamed of just 10 years back. It's like we've been riding this crazy roller coaster of innovation, and suddenly, we're at the top of the biggest loop yet. You know how sometimes you get that feeling in your stomach when you're about to plunge down? That's kind of where we are with AI right now. It's not just some fancy tech toy anymore, it's literally changing the game for everyone. Think about it. AI's not just making our gadgets smarter or our apps cooler. It's actually making our lives better in some pretty mind-blowing ways. It's like having a super smart friend who's always there to lend a hand, whether you're trying to figure out a tricky problem at work or looking for new ways to express yourself creatively. And let's not forget about the economy. AI's not just creating new jobs. It's reshaping entire industries. It's like someone hit the fast-forward button on progress, and we're all along for the ride. But here's where it gets really exciting. AI's unlocking this whole new world of creativity that we didn't even know existed. It's like giving everyone a magic paintbrush that can turn their wildest ideas into reality. You've got people who never thought they could be artists suddenly creating masterpieces, writers coming up with stories that'll blow your mind, and musicians composing tunes that'll make your heart sing. It's democratizing creativity in a way we've never seen before. Now let's talk healthcare for a sec. AI's not just making things more efficient, it's revolutionizing how we take care of people. Imagine having a doctor who never gets tired, never forgets a single detail about your health, and can spot potential issues before they even become problems. That's what AI's bringing to the table. It's like having a guardian angel watching over your health 24/7. And the best part? It's not just making healthcare better, it's making it more affordable and accessible to everyone. You know, when we talk about AI and its potential to reshape our world, it's hard not to think about other game-changing moments in history. Take the Industrial Revolution, for instance. Man, that was a wild ride. Imagine living in the 18th or 19th century and suddenly seeing these massive steam-powered machines pop up everywhere. It must have been like watching science fiction come to life right before your eyes. Picture this. You're a farmer, working the fields just like your father and grandfather did before you. Then one day, you hear this loud, rhythmic chugging sound in the distance. You look up, and there's this massive iron beast rolling down the road, belching smoke and steam. That's a steam locomotive, my friend, and it's about to change everything you know about travel and trade. But it wasn't just transportation that got a makeover. Factories started sprouting up like mushrooms after a rainstorm. These weren't your grandpa's workshops. We're talking about huge buildings filled with machines that could produce goods faster than anyone thought possible. Textiles, metalworking, you name it, everything was getting the industrial treatment. And let me tell you, this wasn't just a fancy new way of doing things. It was a complete overhaul of society. People started moving from the countryside to cities in droves, looking for work in these new factories. Imagine the culture shock. One day you're living in a quiet village. The next, you're in a bustling city with more people than you've ever seen in your life. The Industrial Revolution wasn't just about machines and factories, though. It was about ideas, too. People started thinking differently about work, about time, about progress. The concept of efficiency became a big deal. Suddenly, it wasn't just about getting the job done. It was about getting it done as quickly and cheaply as possible. But here's the kicker. Just like with AI today, not everyone was thrilled about these changes. Some folks saw their traditional jobs disappearing and weren't too happy about it. There were even groups called Luddites who went around smashing up the new machines. Can you imagine if we had people today going around smashing computers because they're worried about AI? The Industrial Revolution had its dark side too, mind you. Working conditions in those early factories were often pretty grim. Child labor was common and safety standards. Well, let's just say they left a lot to be desired. It took years of struggle and reform to address these issues. But despite the challenges, the Industrial Revolution ultimately transformed our world in ways that would have been hard to imagine before. It paved the way for modern manufacturing, transportation, and even our current understanding of work and leisure. In many ways, we're still living in the world it created. Now, fast forward to the 1990s, and we've got another revolution on our hands, the rise of the internet. Man, what a time to be alive that was. I remember when I first heard about this thing called email. I thought, why would I need that when I can just pick up the phone? Little did I know, right? The internet didn't come roaring in like those steam engines of the Industrial Revolution. It was more like a slow build, kind of like a snowball rolling down a hill, getting bigger and bigger until suddenly, boom, it's everywhere. At first, it was mostly tech geeks and academics using it. You'd dial up with this screeching modem sound. If you're old enough, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then you'd wait and wait for a single web page to load. But even then, you could tell this was something special. Remember the first time you used a search engine? It was like having the world's biggest library right at your fingertips. Need to know the capital of Uzbekistan? Boom, there it is. Want to learn how to make the perfect lasagna? Just a click away. It was mind-blowing. And then came e-commerce. Suddenly, you could buy stuff without ever leaving your house. No more trudging to the mall, fighting for parking spots, dealing with cranky salespeople. Just point, click, and wait for the delivery guy. But the real game changer was how the internet democratized information. Before, if you wanted to publish your thoughts or ideas, you needed to convince a publisher or a newspaper editor to give you a platform. With the internet, anyone could start a blog or a website and reach potentially millions of people. This opened up a whole new world of opportunities. Small businesses could suddenly compete with big corporations. Artists could share their work directly with fans. And ordinary people could become overnight sensations just by posting a funny video or a clever tweet. Of course, like the Industrial Revolution, the rise of the internet wasn't all smooth sailing. There were concerns about privacy, about the spread of misinformation, about the impact on traditional industries like newspapers and bookstores. Sound familiar? We're dealing with a lot of the same issues with AI today. Now let's talk about the future. AI is not just going to change a few things here and there. It's going to flip our whole world on its head. Take menial labor, for instance. We're looking at a future where those mind-numbing, repetitive tasks might become a thing of the past. Imagine a world where you don't have to spend hours doing data entry or flipping burgers. Instead, AI could take care of all that grunt work, freeing us up to focus on the stuff that really matters. The creative, the complex, the uniquely human. But here's the kicker. This isn't just about making our lives easier. It's about unlocking human potential on a massive scale. Think about all the brilliant minds out there, stuck doing jobs that don't challenge them, that don't let them shine. With AI handling the mundane, we could see an explosion of innovation and creativity. It's like we're about to take the training wheels off humanity and see what we can really do. Of course, this shift won't happen overnight, and it won't be without its challenges. We'll need to figure out how to retrain workers, how to distribute the economic benefits of automation, how to give people a sense of purpose in a world where traditional jobs might be scarce. But the potential payoff? It's huge. We're talking about a fundamental reimagining of work, of how we spend our time, of what it means to be productive in society. Now let's shift gears and talk about healthcare. AI isn't just going to change how we work. It's going to revolutionize how we take care of ourselves. We're on the cusp of a new era in medicine, one where treatments are tailored specifically to you, right down to your genetic code. Imagine walking into a doctor's office and instead of getting a one-size-fits-all treatment, you get a plan that's designed just for you. AI could analyze your entire medical history, your genetic predispositions, your lifestyle habits, even data from wearable devices, all in the blink of an eye. It could spot patterns and risks that human doctors might miss, leading to earlier diagnoses and more effective treatments. But it's not just about diagnostics. AI could revolutionize drug discovery, too. It could simulate millions of potential drug combinations, predicting their effectiveness and side effects, all without a single test tube. This could dramatically speed up the development of new treatments, potentially saving countless lives. And let's not forget about the potential for AI in surgery. Robotic surgeons guided by AI could perform operations with a level of precision that human hands simply can't match. They could work tirelessly without fatigue, potentially reducing surgical errors and improving patient outcomes. Of course, there are challenges to overcome. We need to ensure the privacy and security of all this sensitive medical data. We need to make sure these AI systems are thoroughly tested and validated, and we need to figure out how to integrate them into our existing healthcare systems without causing disruption. But the potential benefits are enormous. We're talking about a future where diseases are caught earlier, where treatments are more effective, where healthcare is more accessible and personalized than ever before. Turning our attention to education, we're looking at a potential revolution in how we learn. AI could be the key to finally delivering on the promise of truly personalized education, tailored to each student's individual needs, learning style, and pace. Imagine a classroom where every student has their own AI tutor, constantly adapting the curriculum to their strengths and weaknesses. Struggling with algebra? The AI could break it down in different ways, find real-world examples that resonate with you, or even identify gaps in your foundational knowledge that are holding you back. Breezing through literature? It could challenge you with more advanced texts or deeper analysis. This isn't just about making learning more effective. It's about making it more engaging and enjoyable, too. AI could gamify learning, turning dry subjects into interactive adventures. It could bring abstract concepts to life with virtual and augmented reality. And it could do all this while providing instant feedback, eliminating the need for high-stakes testing that often causes so much stress. But the potential of AI in education goes beyond just improving how we teach traditional subjects. It could help us identify and nurture talents that might otherwise go unnoticed. It could provide career guidance based on a deep understanding of a student's skills and interests. And it could make quality education accessible to people all over the world, breaking down geographical and economic barriers. Of course, implementing this vision won't be easy. We'll need to invest heavily in infrastructure, train teachers to work alongside AI systems, and carefully consider the ethical implications of using AI in education. But the potential payoff, a world where everyone has access to high-quality, personalized education, is truly exciting. Now let's talk about something that affects us all, our environment. AI could be a game-changer in our fight against climate change and our efforts to create a more sustainable world. One of the most promising applications is in climate modeling. AI can process vast amounts of data from satellites, weather stations, and other sources to create more accurate climate models. This could help us better predict extreme weather events, understand the long-term impacts of climate change, and develop more effective mitigation strategies. But AI isn't just about predicting, it's about action too. Smart grids powered by AI could dramatically improve energy efficiency, balancing supply and demand in real time and integrating renewable energy sources more effectively. In agriculture, AI could optimize crop yields while minimizing water usage and the need for harmful pesticides. In urban planning, it could help design more sustainable cities, optimizing everything from traffic flow to waste management. AI could also be a powerful tool for conservation efforts. It's already being used to track endangered species, predict poaching attempts, and monitor deforestation. Imagine AI-powered drones patrolling protected areas, or smart sensors detecting pollutants in our oceans and rivers in real time. And let's not forget about the potential for AI to drive innovation in green technologies. It could accelerate the development of new materials for solar panels or batteries, or help design more efficient wind turbines. It could even help us develop entirely new approaches to capturing and storing carbon. Of course, we need to be mindful of the environmental impact of AI itself. All those data centers use a lot of energy. But if we get it right, the potential benefits for our planet could be enormous. We're talking about a future where we can predict and mitigate environmental threats more effectively, where we can use our resources more efficiently, and where we can live in greater harmony with the natural world. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Tom.